The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Thanks to spiritmotorgroup.ie. With secure online payments, buying your next used car has never been easier. With Spirit Motor Group.
Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby. Oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things and what they used to be.
All right, that's Marvin Gaye and Mercy, Mercy Me from the 1971 album What's Going On. John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time, has selected it as this week's classic. John, good morning.
Hello, Pat. How are you?
Now, to us, that sounds, you know, familiar, and the production and so on is what we come to expect, but it was an innovation in its time.
Oh, very much so, for all sorts of reasons. Most notably because Marvin Gaye was Mr. Motown. They call him the Romeo of Motown. And I don't want to do Motown a disservice. They've given the world great music. But like any large organization, it was a production line. And they had Berry Gordy, who was in charge, had a very set idea of, you know, what Motown should be. And the idea that Marvin Gaye was going to start singing about, like, ecology and race and Trigger Happy Police is one of the song says, to him was a complete no-no. And when What's Going On, the song, was first presented to Berry Gordy, he said, this is the worst song I've ever heard. Marvin Gaye was desperate to kind of produce his own music and do something different. He was also troubled by a lot of things. His brother had returned from Vietnam with stories that chilled his soul. His singing partner, Tammy Terrell, had died after a long brain tumour, and he was really keen to change things up. By gosh, he did. And it's an album, sadly, that, you know, is very much of the moment. As I said, he's singing about Trigger Happy Police. He's singing about ecology. It's an album that's nearly 50 years old, but, you know, I was reading a thing yesterday. It was saying it was like it was written yesterday, given the state of the world. But that said, for a protest album, I don't think protest music has ever sounded quite so sweet or soulful, ironically enough.
All right, we'll listen to the final track on the album, Inner City Blues. Inner City Blues, but John, not a very bluesy sound, really.
No, pure soul. I think the blues was more the kind of, I guess, depressed sound. And all over the album, you had this marvellous technique where it became this Marvin Gaye trademark, but where he was doing his own background vocals, and it kind of happened by an accident. He got the engineer to record a kind of him singing the thing twice, and they played it by accident, and he heard his lead vocals done twice, and he said, I want to use that sound. And it's become this kind of trademark Marvin Gaye sound, you know, which you heard there.
Was the album seen at the time as important, or is it in retrospection that we realise this was an album of change for Motown?
Oh no, I think Berry Gordy quickly realised when What's Going On was a massive hit. He wanted everyone to start doing kind of socially conscious music. He was a classic record man, Berry Gordy. And it's, you know, not to overstate it, but, you know, from Public Enemy to Kanye West, they all owe a debt of gratitude to this album. Like, I mean, it was the first time session musicians, African-American session musicians, were thanked on a Gates sleeve. Like, it was revolutionary. You know, we don't have time, but there was strange stories about what actually went on in the studio. One of the session players said it was hard to see the piano for all the marijuana smoke that was in the room and stuff like that. So it was an album very much of its time, but an album that, you know, speaks long and hard for every musician ever since. It really is up there, one of the greatest albums of all time.
Okay, well, we'll play a snatch of what's going on in a moment, but Screen Time this week?
Yes, we have the directors of this new documentary, Macmillan. It's all about a strange heist that went on in McDonald's. Great interview with those guys. 5 o'clock on podcast on Friday and 6 o'clock on the radio on Saturday.
And this is What's Going On.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Hey, Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
What's going on from Marvin Gaye, and as relevant today as it was when it was recorded in 1971. And thanks to John Fardy for reminding us all, if we have it in our collections, to listen to Marvin Gaye all over again.